and that forecast is still continuing to change, but it's looking more and more and more certain that we're going to have a pretty nasty winter weather event in the Triangle, beginning on Sunday and continuing into early Monday, and then probably the precipitation, at least, will be sticking around for a couple of days after that. Joined here in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, carrying over from last hour, so thanks for sticking around. To talk about what the town of Chapel Hill is going to be doing to get ready for this over the next couple of days.
So we have a command group that gets together at Command Center, and they strategize and plan out what they need to do. We don't own all the equipment we use for these type things, so we contact those contractors that we use the machinery from and get it lined up and ready to go. They predict work schedules, and then they will go around and start brining and doing the things that we do ahead of time, and we pull our communications people together as well. So I really encourage people to keep checking the town website. There will be updates as we move into the weekend, especially. We will have people working and, like I said, planning and being ready to be out there and ready when it starts. So the biggest thing we worry about in these kinds of things is people being on the roads. So we ask people to please stay home if not absolutely necessary. And the second is losing electricity or heat for individuals. So there'll be information out there about how you can deal with that. Numbers to call, hopefully with cell phones if you lose electricity, and Duke Energy gets prepped as well. So they get out there, or PSNC, depending on how you use your electricity and heat. So we get prepared for these things in hopes that they don't happen, but we are ready to go if they do happen. And this is an early one for the year for us. We usually know that we're going to get something like this in January. So we've had them before in December, though. I was remembering back when my children were small and we had an ice storm that second week of December for like a week. So we will be prepared, and we want people to be informed.
And that was going to be my question, but I think you answered it. How much does it matter when it's a system like this where there's still a lot of uncertainty versus where we know exactly what we're going to get? It's kind of the same preparation no matter what,
right? It's the
right?
same preparation, but what's unfortunate when it happens like this, they have to prepare for any kind of, and that takes more energy and more people, especially when it's going to be happening over a weekend. So you've got employees who've worked all week who now have to stay and be prepped for a weekend, but they're good about this. They know. A lot of our employees, though, don't live in Chapel Hill, so they have to leave their families and be here. So we get prepared, but we prepare with people. So we need to be ready and ready to roll.
Awesome. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and again, all of this winter weather is expected on Sunday, so prepare to stay inside all day on Sunday and possibly Monday as well.
At least Monday morning for sure. And we just really, really encourage, if you don't have to be out on the roads, please don't, because then we have to take personnel to help you out of your situation if you get stuck in slippery roads or hit, all those kinds of things. The most car accidents and repair work happens after events like this. So we did a good job last time staying home. So we really encourage people to do that and stock up on supplies and just be ready to hunker down.
And again, get more information about town preparations online at townofchapelhill.org or townofcarborough.org for Carborough preparation, orangecountync.gov for Orange County preparations as well. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.